Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Mountain Dew Code Trend, courtesy of Shavani. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
Yeah.
This is what's trending. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might as well say up top, we talk about Rush Limbaugh on tomorrow's episode, but that is what's trending. He passed away.
The internet is slam dunking on this man's grave. Now, a lot of people who, there's a quote, it's like Errol Flynn or someone said, I never wished a person death, but I've joyfully read a few obituaries. I think that's kind of what's coming to life for certain people on the internet.
The things that are trending on Twitter are interesting. We got rest in piss.
Right.
AIDS, because he was famously would celebrate when people died of AIDS. Yeah. Hell, I don't know why that's trending.
Ones are just all tweets about Limbaugh arriving in hell, or Satan realizing he's in hell, some version of him checking hell out, seeing if he likes to lay out. But
truly a damaging, one of the more damaging human beings in the history of American media, maybe in the history of America. You know, we've talked before about how Trump just mainlined talk radio to prepare for his 2020 or 2016 run. And that is, he gets most of his personality from talk radio, which was basically invented by this asshole. So shout out to him. Speaking of this asshole, Logan Paul is trending. Look at this asshole.
Look at this asshole.
What's Logan Paul got to say?
Apparently he's had it with California, and he is moving. And I say, good riddance, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. But apparently he's saying now he's headed to Puerto Rico.
Don't do that to Puerto Rico, man.
Yeah. Come on. Look, there's whatever. That's what he's doing. I don't know what the fuck he's doing there. I don't know. I have no idea what exactly he thinks, like what he's going to do, but he says it's heaven on earth in Dorado.
I mean, that's where he's moving. I think that is true. Puerto Rico is beautiful. Everybody who I've talked to who's been there, is from there, say it's, you know, when you're talking to people who are from there and they're like, yo, it's so much like it's like a next level beautiful there. And they're from there. That's something.
I mean, oh, and but the real thing is, we know why he's leaving. It's the same reason all these assholes are leaving California.
Taxes. Because of fucking taxes.
And what he says here is, quote, it's crazy here in California paying taxes. And for what? The streets are not fixed. Homeless people everywhere. A dearth of employment. COVID not handled. I don't love it. Okay. Please fuck off. And I'm sorry to all my buddies out there in Puerto Rico. You got to deal with this asshole. Know, but, you know, let them know that most Puerto Ricans know how to throw hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Show them the great tradition of boxing, of pugilism, street pugilism. But yeah, what the... I don't like whatever he's. It's like Elon Musk and all these other people. Usually they're going to Texas or Florida for their tax havens. But let's be real. It's that you're greedy. You realize I could have more money if I left here. It's the bottom line for these people.
Yep. Trump implosion is trending for the most literal reason that it's been trending in the past few years.
Yeah.
They literally imploded. Trump's failed casino.
Yeah. Which one? Which one?
I think this is the Atlantic City one, right?
Yeah. Good. Great. Grand. Sure.
To be so bad at capitalism that you can't run a casino, and then to get to have the reputation as guy who's good at capitalism is so frustrating. Yeah, such an indictment of everything. Like our country's just so broken.
Oh, hey man, don't make me realize that. So instead I'm gonna pivot and blame a wind turbine for poverty. Does that work?
Yeah. No, it's just like all the really good gamblers would go to his casino, I heard, and that's why.
I'm curious to Puerto Rican Zeit Gang. What is this place like that he's moving to called Dorado? Like, what is it? What's the vibe? Is it where a bunch of fucking mainland Americans go to just like gate themselves off and pretend they're in some other place and completely ignore everyone there? That's what I'm sure there was more detail about why he's going there or if it's a fucking joke, whatever.
Nah, we good. That's plenty. Yeah. But yeah, I do want to know more about, I just want to know more about Puerto Rico. I think that's one place that I would like to go once.
I'm sure if we did a live show in San Juan, it would be popping off.
Yeah, let us know. Puerto Rican Zeit Gang, hit us up.
Is there enough for a live show?
Yeah. We hear from 5 of you, we're coming.
Yeah, if it's down, I'll come through, and I'll come through the winter because I want to drink coquito.
Mm. I don't know. I guess it was good video of the Trump building being imploded. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, I think people take some joy in it, but I'm just waiting for that other shoe to drop where he makes his triumphant return and... Prince Philip is trending, who I didn't know anything about until I got into The Crown, and now, I kind of fuck with Prince Philip.
Dude, you're like a Phil head now.
I'm a Phil head,
big
man.
Philly Phillip's head over head. Here.
I'm a Phillips head screwdriver. Prince.
You know where my Phillips head's at? So stupid. The crest is two crossed screwdrivers.
Yeah. I think it's just like the way he talks like this is really, it's like
labored.
The most, it's like labored and it's not, he manages to make it look not as shitty as like everybody who talks like this in America, like the stereotypical like oil baron, you know what I'm saying?
Diana, you must learn how to ride a horse.
It's both performers who play Prince Philip, I think, do a masterful job.
Tobias Menzies version.
And they both look kind of like him. They both have that look about them.
I mean, I hate to say this at the expense of sounding racist, but they all look alike. People in the monarchy, they all look alike to me. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I think
sorry.
It's all that inbreeding.
I actually, the Harry, the latest pictures I'm seeing of Prince Harry, I'm like, yo, they all turn into the same human at a certain age. Because like Prince William was a handsome young dude. And then like 1 year later, you looked and he looked like a bald version of his dad. And now Prince Harry is heading that same direction. It's like weird. They have an expiration date at which point they, instead of turning into like curdled milk, they all turn into Prince Charles.
Yeah. It's like, you must wear the karma of imperialism on your face.
But yeah, look, man.
I mean, don't come after my boy. I'm looking around.
All right.
I'm looking. I'm liking.
There's just a couple pictures where I saw it for the first time. I was like, oh, damn, he's got it too.
There are ones where you're starting to see his dad come out.
Yes.
And that's
right.
Like, oh, boy.
That's right.
It's better when we thought you were the bodyguard's son.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is the first time I'm like, maybe he is.
You're like, oh, no, princess. Yeah. He might be Philip's kid, or he might be Charles's kid.
Anyway,
shout out to my brother. Please holler at me. I will not say these things to your face. I'll just tell you, we'll both look at our hairlines and be like, oh my God, our hairlines are popping, huh? We have brolic ass hair.
He's on the West Coast in America, right? He can get the hair. He could just like come with the Nick Cage hair. All of a sudden he's got like teddy bear hair, like black, jet black.
like intermixed with his red hair.
That would be amazing. And finally, Michael Jordan is trending. Happy birthday to Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because people, now that there's a new generation of people who fell in love with Michael Jordan due to The Last Dance, there's some of the old just Michael Jordan's the best man stuff mixed in with all the takes that come.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been Jordan love, but it just feels like it's a little bit less interesting than ever before this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like The Last Dance helped cement anything for Michael Jordan. Like, most people saw it and were like, yep, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest to ever do it. But like now, yeah, there's new people coming into the fold. I think what's more interesting, though, is his name was trending like so low on the charts because of Rush Limbaugh dying that not even Michael Jordan, who's been popping up a lot because he's been donating more, like just more and more money as the year goes on. But yeah, like it's just funny. I was just looking at what some of the articles that were trending, and one was just like such a like lazy clickbait article. Of just being like, the title is called 5 Reasons Why Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Okay. Like, this
I
is
got
not,
one I that's mainstream media to share with you after this.
Okay. Well, the 5 reasons, according to this writer, and I'm not going to shame them because I get it. It was a slow day and you got to make a listicle.
Get the bag.
But this number 5, Air Jordan had an inhuman 11-year run in NBA history.
But that's a bad talking point to start with, because the person who's his competition had a much longer run.
What is it now? Fucking 18 years on the fucking
set? And he's the favorite to win the MVP this year. So,
anyway, so that's one. Okay, fine. I get it. Because look, let's be real. That's 10 scoring championship titles.
Jordan's
9 times all only defensive player of the year. 3-time steal leader. 11 all-star. I get it. We get it.
And he would have won defensive player of the year every year if people didn't get tired of giving it to him. He was always the best defender in the league.
And it's most of the time just like, yo, dude, ease up. I get it. It's an NBA. But like, come on. Like, let's have fun a little bit. Number 4, dominance on both ends of the court.
What?
Okay, fine.
Nice and specific.
I like it. Right. Because, I mean, that would be so broad. If you didn't even know anything about Michael Jordan, you want to be like, he was good on offense and defense. That's why we got to talk about him.
The man's good at basketball. I'll tell you what. It's like that commentator thing where they just say the most general thing.
Yeah.
When you're playing the game of basketball, you want to be good on offense and defense.
And one of the things that like a lot of people really need to focus on is dribbling the ball. You need that to move around the court. And if you're good at dribbling, you can be much more free on the court to express yourself.
Hell yeah.
This next one, and I think this is true. Number 3, Michael Jordan was an obsessed winner and competitor. That's why he's the GOAT. I could.
Like, these are all just things that you could use to describe him, but they're not.
You could describe any Hall of Fame NBA player.
Yes.
For the most part. I mean, like, obviously there's specialists who might not give the both ends of the court argument to, but these all sound like long career,
good on defense and offense, obsessed with winning and a competitor. Okay, number two, Michael Jordan has the most accolades in NBA history. Okay, that's fair. You can count that. You can actually verify his 18 different awards. Bill Russell has 16. Kareem has 14. But that's like, I don't know if that's necessarily the same thing of like most trophies, but I like that. And then number one, 6-0 in the NBA Finals with 6 Finals MVPs.
Okay, that's the one that like actually belongs in an argument about whether he's the GOAT.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, I have it looks like I've been to too many conservative websites because now they are advertising in my sidebar like clothes that look like they've been like rubbed in mud and like have like eagles on them.
I have that too. Like the most distressed shirt. One was like a tattered American flag with like a cross burned into it. And it's like,
because
one
we go to like Fox
under-
News to see
and,
what they're saying.
You typically only see me from the waist up on these Zoom calls. I have all kinds of thin blue line pajama pants, MAGA pants that I wear.
But the mainstream media version of what you're talking about is this article here from the Chicago Sun-Times. The perception of Michael Jordan as stingy and not socially aware might have to change. And it's just talking about how he's actually not as stingy as you thought. So, I mean, like it talks about the $100 million towards racial equality. Definitely.
You dropped another 10 this week?
Yeah, no, for sure. But like I don't know. It's just a weird thing to hang an entire article on.
Yeah, especially I'm reading. There's like, there's another line that said, who is this guy? Like about Michael Jordan. Wait, what? Come on now. Then he said, maybe all of it is part of a public relations strategy. The way his signing off on a 10-part ESPN documentary about him last year was part of a continued effort to shape his image. Maybe what he's giving away to charity is a fraction of what he's worth. He's giving away a lot of money. And yes, he has plenty of money to give away. I don't know if this is necessarily like a PR strategy. The brand sells no matter what he does.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I could also see him just getting older and realizing I have a lot of money. My kids are good. They don't like no one is for like lacking anything. And now I realize I'm actually an important figure in the culture of my people. So there's a way to give back. I don't know that people have those evolutions as humans.
You know what I'd like to see from him? An apology to Craig Hodges. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that would really be the tell. As to whether, because like that would be him giving it up to somebody else.
Yeah,
you know.
But him and Magic are just—they're full blown capitalists, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way Magic talks about money, like I respect it, but it's also like, oh my god, you're money brained now.
Yeah, it's really like a generational thing where like. I talk about how like the Bill Simmons podcast, when you hear him talk about like socialism, it's like he still can't get his mind around the idea that it's not a bad word. He's like, these kids are like in favor of socialism. I'm like, come on, man, what's going on? It's just like they can't.
What's going on? You mean the generation that has fuck all is saying like, hey, maybe the government needs to step up a little bit like you did back in the day and then took your foot off the gas because you were coasting off of those taxes from a century ago? Like, come on. Anyway, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, huh?
Michael Jordan, probably the GOAT.
Much love to Michael, though.
That. Yeah. I mean, a genius, for sure. Once in a many generation genius.
Although I would love to see, like, some scientific studies, like, on how he looks at the world and processes things. Like, just to know. Like, is there something scientifically we can commodify or not commodify, but like actually measure and be like, no, he's got all these things going on.
I mean, there's those studies about like people who are the best at water polo have like really long forearms and like people like when you read stories about Jordan, they're like, he was actually the strongest player in the NBA, but you just like didn't realize it because he was so skinny. But like hidden things like that, I would love to know like what.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like he had peak water polo arms. He had sprinter legs or high jumper legs. And it's like his body is already on some next level shit.
Right.
And I'm sure Now take that study and put that on LeBron, and I don't even want to know
how bad
I want to feel about myself being the same age as that man.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.